Deutschlandfunk. Corso. Kunst und Pop.
Your new movie, The Kindness of Strangers, has similarities with your big success, Italian for Beginners. In both films, there is solidarity between the disadvantaged people, we can say. This time it is set in the US, your first movie there. So which effect does shooting in other cultural environments have on your work?
It takes more research to do something because I can't take anything for granted the way I can if I shoot in my own country. But I haven't done that for many years now, and for me it's easier and more inspiring to work in places and make stories about people that I don't know, that have nothing to do with who I am, but more share things that I worry about or love. And it feels I can see better if I'm in a different world, which is one of the reasons why I've been really happy to work in the UK, and hopefully we'll go back.
The America you show us is an America of soup kitchen and poor people who support each other. This is today, which means this is the Trump America. Did the presidency have any impact on the scenario?
When I started writing the script was right after Obamacare, and at an America that felt a certain relief. But over the years while we've been shooting, the problems have just become much more in your face and much more serious. And also, it's more and more clear to me that you can't really joke about it, and that distance that you have when you are from abroad is not necessarily beneficial for the film. The UK films I've directed, it seems that people think that because I'm from abroad, I can see something in the UK that they can't. But I never felt that way. I felt I need to do my homework, so you can't see that I'm a foreigner.
If the shooting was over several years, the financing of the movie wasn't easy, I guess.
It's not easy today to finance drama that's not based on a book or a franchise or that is just original. That's just how it is. It was much easier 30 years ago. I had the feeling when I did One Day, the Anne Hathaway, Jim Sturgis film, that it was almost the last big, kind of quite luxurious budget drama, but it was also based on a very successful book. But I remember thinking the day we left that was the end of a certain era. But, I mean, this year you see new films coming out that are wild and experimental, and they get all the way to the Oscars, and that gives you a lot of hope that the audience is there.
30 years ago it was easier, you just said. Almost 25 years ago you started a new era of filmmaking in Denmark with the Dogma Rules, which inspired many directors worldwide. Do you miss that time?
It's not that I can't go back, and all directors, or most directors, will probably say that you long for a time where you work for a long time with a small crew rather than for a short time with a big crew. But I like real cinema and to do something that is truly cinematic and where you use the whole toolbox, and I get to use my craft. And Dogma is so simplistic. I miss the innocence. I miss that we didn't know how hard it can be. When I was here in Berlin with Italian for Beginners, we didn't know how important it became and how much it meant to the film that it was received so well here. There was an innocence there.
Well, you wrote a chapter of film history with Dogma, and you made Denmark an internationally respected country for filmmaking. And many Danish directors came back once in a while to shoot there.
Yeah, and we all live there.
Okay.
Susanne Bier, Thomas Vinterberg, Lars von Trier, and also Anders Thomas Jensen, who wrote a couple of Dogma films. I mean, we all live within a 15-minute drive. But none of us work that way anymore. But I think it did really help developers as directors, because you got to know your own voice as a director. And at the Danish Film School for a while they did Dogma films because it helped the young directors find out who they were. But I can also understand why there were directors who didn't want to do it, because they go, hey, it's why only play on the middle eight keys of the piano? Film is a much bigger language. So the story has to be right.
Is it a lasting element in your work, the thinking in dogma categories?
I mean, that was built into the dogma rules and this vow of chastity that you sign, and that I still think of a lot, that you have to, you just trust the story and the actors and the life and the things you only see once, rather than something that's more formulaic. And you even signed that you couldn't do genre film, and that I have probably never done since. I mean, there are elements of comedy and romance in most of my work, but most of it also ends up in some genre hybrid.
The Kindness of Strangers is an ensemble movie. What do you like about the structure, and what is it demanding from you as a director?
It's difficult to do these ensemble films because it's demanding on the audience to have to get to know so many characters before you can understand why are these people in the same films. And as it's about strangers, you will have to find them and see them meet. And I have done this type of construction before, and you always fight to make it not have too much exposition. And in this film, you actually quite late in the story, people come up with their backstory, that things that belong in the first act of a film that you get later. I'm super afraid to bore people, and you are exposed as a director when you don't immediately hook onto a character like who wants what and why can't he. But also, these characters are people who are not very purposeful. They're not very ambitious either, and they're not very good at anything. So they are atypical as main characters, and they're to a certain degree victims, and so they're not that you're trained as an audience member to jump on somebody's dramatic train, and that is tricky. It's easier now because television often has that structure, and people are probably more used to a bit more exposition because of TV.
Every 3 or 4 years there is a new Lone Scherfig movie. So do you actually feel concerned by the discussions about female quotation in film business, about more female directors and so on?
I just find it really hard to complain because I've just been at work always, and so I haven't been very conscious of it. So in a sense, I've always felt that if I wasn't treated well, it was because I wasn't good at things, rather than it was because I was female. But I've also had lots of chances. And I have to say that men like Lars von Trier has actually really helped me. I've been supported by a lot of men throughout my career. I've also told stories about men. I've had male protagonists in most of my film up until An Education, and that may be part of the explanation that it wasn't problematic to get funding. I was the first Dogma sister. We did a big TV series in Denmark with 11 male directors, and I was number 12. And they gave me equipment, money, freedom, an office, trust, advice, no control. They liked what I did. They were great hosts for my daughter. I had a little girl at that time. She had her own little desk. She was most welcome. If you go to Centropa, you still see prams everywhere, runners walking with prams. You see free Tampax in all the bathrooms, and they've been sitting there for 20 years. And also, they have had very successful women work there, the very strong producers. And I mean, behind all of Lars von Trier's films are strong female producers that they have leaned on to.